Maybe you will tell us a little about the history of stochastic differential equations. How did it happen? What time and what kind of backgrounds? It would be very interesting, I believe, for everybody. So,
was I don't remember it.
No, what you remember. You were at that time a student, a young professor, or have you done before some probability research?
Yeah, only one.
I remember your paper on this curves in Hilbert space. This was before or after?
No, this is after.
After. So what was the first your contribution?
First one is the proof of Levy decomposition of the Levy process.
I see. And this was done what time? Before the war.
Before the war. About 1940.
Yes, I see. So just before the war. Mm-hmm. And what about stochastic differential equations?
That 1942.
Mm-hmm. And how this idea came?
Oh,
it was probably connected with something.
Oh. One is the Levy expression, the Levy expression of Markov processes in terms of independent random variables with uniform distribution.
I see. I remember this peculiar formula of Levy with square root from delta t. It was also a kind of intuitive stochastic differential equation.
That's right. Maybe the origin of my idea comes from his expression of Markov process by an independently identically distributed random variables, say let x1, x2, and so on be a Markov process. Then x1 is expressed by a random function of a random variable with uniform distribution. And now x2 is expressed by a function of that random variable and another random variable independent of the first one, and the third one is expressed in the same way, and so on. And that, I wanted to get a continuous version of this expression. Also, I read a paper by Serge Bernstein.
Mm-hmm, yes.
On stochastic differential equation.
Yes. Really, these were a difference equation, of course. because discrete-time parameter was.
But almost differential equation.
Mm-hmm. Because he considered passage to limit.
Yes. And that also, suggested to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I should construct a stochastic differentiation.
But first, it was published. It really became well known internationally later, I think, because during the war, of course, it
much later.
And
about 10 years later, I wrote a paper on stochastic differential equation.
Memoir American Mathematical Society,
in which I discussed that case, including jumps.
Yes, yes, Poisson. Yes, and this paper, of course, was read everywhere and became very fast, well known. But tell me, please, one of the most often used analytical tools is, of course, this formula. Itô's formula for stochastic differentials, and this was later.
Actually, in my first paper, I already mentioned this formula in the case of functions of one variable. That paper was between Japanese, and so nobody knows. But later I extended it in the present form. I think that is
it was related, I believe, to your investigating stochastic differential equations on a manifold.
That's right, to show that solution of the stochastic differential equations is independent of the choice of local coordinates.
Yes, of course. And tell us, please, a little about these random distributions, which were introduced by yourself and by Gelfand approximately at the same time, independently and in slightly different form.
That's right. Actually, of course, Brownian motion itself is not a stationary process, but if we take the
derivative,
then it is considered a Brownian motion. Also, from the paper, from Kolmogorov's paper on screw line in Hilbert space, I noticed that by taking differentials or a difference, we can get stationary processes from some non-stationary processes. And so I would like to get a unified theory of that one. Of the stationary processes, including the derivative of Brownian motion, and also, of course, from the from the intuitive viewpoint, we can guess that the derivative of Brownian motion has a correlation function, which is a delta function, and so that the spectral density should be proportional to the Lebesgue.
At that time, you haven't thought about these random distributions as a measure in the space of distribution. This Sazonov-Mindel
theorem.
Or have you some idea or program to consider something like that?
In the case of stationary random distributions, I was able to prove it as a function, prove that the distribution, the probability law of such random processes, or generalized random processes, is a distribution on the space of distributions.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, I tried, but I did not succeed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, of course. Some different concepts were necessary.
That's a sort of nuclear space. I was very glad to see the fact, such a fact proved by Mindros and Sazonov.
Mm-hmm.
I tried very hard, but I did not succeed.
I see, but this was, of course, much earlier than.
What I have done is only the extension of Hintin's decomposition theorem.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And maybe also Cramer and so on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, and also one of your contributions which attracted very much attention and was used very considerably and essentially everywhere is this multiple
Wiener integral.
Ito integral. And this were you stimulated by some special problem?
That's right. That Kaktani wrote a paper on the spectrum of the shifts of Brownian motion, and at that time most people considered only a linear functional on Brownian motion, but of course Kaktani considered class of all non-linear functional of Brownian motion, and so I wanted to decompose this functional in a series according to the degree.
Something like power series. Of
that's right. But I removed the diagonal part to make those terms of different degrees orthogonal to each other.
Yes, of course. Because now they use it. Also, this quantum theory of field, as you know. Have you seen Dobrushin preprint about self-similar?
I have not yet. Seen it yet, but I would like to see it.
Mm-hmm. We are interested here, especially in this. Thank you very much, and let us check the result later.